I went on a shopping expedition recently with some friends, family members. It started out as a weekend of baseball and me being dear old dad and at the wrong place at the right time, or the right place at the wrong time, or the wrong time at the wrong place. Either way, I got suckered into going on a shopping expedition. And along with my wife, Manya, and our son, Luke, was a couple of his little buddies. And I didn't know if you all were informed to know that 12-year-old boys are not the best shoppers. As a rule, most of them have pretty expensive taste. They want the best. And the more expensive the product is, well, that doesn't deter them at all. It just places more value on what it is that they're shopping. Must be the best if it cost more. One of Luke's little friends, they decided they needed a water bottle. And not just any water bottle. It was a super duper high flow water bottle that cost $17. He got time to check out and he was in line. And he said, "Mr. Jody, I don't have any money." But Luke said he was going to buy me a water bottle. I guess that means you're going to buy me a water bottle, huh? I said, "Yeah, Nate, put it up there, buddy." He wanted it because it was the best, the most expensive, the nicest. You know, I'm not that kind of a shopper. Usually, I look for the bargains. I'm not as ambitious as some of us that go to the dirt cheap that is nearby. I'm not as good of a shopper as that. But there's some good bargains there. Well, I was planning a hiking trip a few years ago. I went to our local Walmart and I bought me the best shoes that Walmart had that you could buy. Caught them on sale, hiking boots. I was very happy with them. My wife, Manya, was not. She said, "Those aren't good enough. You need some super duper heavy duty hiking shoes in the same fashion as that water bottle. You need the best." I told her I was happy with my shoes. At least I was a step above my cousin, Scott Green, who hiked across the Grand Canyon. You know what his hiking shoes were? A pair of tennis shoes and duct tape. So I thought I'd found a happy medium. I'd kicked it up a notch, in the words of Emeril Lagasse. And I got me some Walmart specials. And Manya, not to be outdone, went and bought me new shoes and made me wear them. I didn't like those new shoes, Leah. Wasn't impressed with them, but I put them on. I'm a smart man. I wanted to keep my wife happy, so I wore what she bought me. And I wore them for about a month. And I forgot all about my Walmart hiking boots until one day I forgot my new boots and I had to put on my Walmart boots again. Guess what? They hurt my feet. I realized that those Walmart boots weren't as good as I thought they were to start with. They didn't provide the support. The bottom wasn't as secure. They were a little bit tight. The leather wasn't quite as good of a quality. In other words, she was right. I didn't realize how good it was until I experienced some bad. You know, we live in a world, as kids playing baseball, as parents running a family, as individuals working in business or in schools, where we strive oftentimes with all of our energy and much of our might to avoid the bad. We want to know the good. We want the highest quality, the best quality, not only in clothing or footwear or water bottles, but in our relationships and in life. We want to resist and avoid the hardships and hurts and the things that bring us more than tight shoes and tough toes, pain and sorrow in our life. You know, our scripture today, Paul wrestles with those afflictions of the people of Corinth. He talks to them and embraces with them the challenges of this new church, this Christian church that was knowing persecution. Challenges, rejection, frustration, things that we know, maybe not in a church sense, but perhaps in a family or in our business or in the social groups we find ourselves. We find rejection, denial, false accusations. In other words, pain and sorrow that Paul speaks about in our scripture. And in the midst of that scripture, Paul offers some words of hope to the church, to the people of Corinth, to the people of faith. He begins here early in this reading that I shared with you this morning. In verse 14, Paul says to them that the one who raised our Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will bring us with you into his presence. You know, I'm grateful there that Paul reminds us that we as people of the modern world, just as the people that Paul was ministering to, aren't the first to know challenges, to face hardships, to endure persecution. He reminds us that Jesus, the one we worshiped and our God and Father above, has known every trial and every temptation that we faced on this earth. You know, for some reason, we find that comforting as his people to know that our God has embraced every challenge that we've known as his people. Jesus, Paul says here, lost his life. Jesus was falsely accused. He was persecuted. He was denied. And God the Father knew the pain of seeing his child embrace that rejection. Is there any greater pain than to see that and witness that of a child? Our God and our Lord above understands and has full knowledge of every sorrow and challenge that we face as his people. As Paul reminds us here, Jesus has journeyed the path. And as God restored Jesus from his peril in the grave, God will restore us. You see, Paul gives the people hope. He proclaims to them that it will get better. Not only that, in some ways, Paul is saying it could be worse. We as people of faith could know the rejection of the Savior of the world, the crucifixion that he embraced for our benefit to give us the life that he found. Seems what I digest out of that is the modern day speech that it could be worse, and it will get better. And those are heavy words coming from Paul, one who's knowing immense pain and rejection in his culture, in his social circles. But he says, have hope, for we have a God of life, and that this world that we live in does not get the final answer. The final answer has been delivered through the grace and life of Jesus Christ. He says these words in verse 17. This slight and momentary affliction, these challenges that we're going for, they will last but a moment. And then he says something very out of the norm. He says, these afflictions we're going through, listen to this, they are preparing us. Preparing us. Getting us ready. Smoothing out the path. enabling us. Any way that we interpret that world, he, they, these things that we go through are preparing us. I like to be prepared. I want to be on time. I want to be well equipped to receive the gift. What is that gift? Paul says, these afflictions, this peril that we endure now is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory that is beyond measure. You see where Paul says it again? It will get better. That's the promise that we have in the resurrection, that as we spoke of in our young disciples' time this morning, this earthly world, this temporary tent with which we exist, is not our home, for we have a home in glory that will conquer all of our sin and brokenness forever. Part of our journey in this world, part of the hardships that we face, as hard as that is for us to conceive, and even more difficult for us to embrace, part of this junk of life is to help us witness more fully the glory of the eternal, the gift of heaven, God's grace. See, I told you that story about those shoes. Maybe that story in some ways, in some minimalistic way, speaks to us about appreciating more the good to come. I didn't know how good my hiking shoes were until I had experienced the bad. We have to go through some hardships in life to more fully appreciate and gravitate and celebrate the glory that only God can give. When we walk in the shoes of challenge, of failures, of hills much steeper than me on a hiking trip, when we face those perils that seem to overcome us, it's when we're on the other side, right? It's when we've made it through the grace and strength of God, that we can celebrate more fully and appreciate more gloriously God's grace and favor upon our life. Yes, it's in walking through the darkest valley that we cherish most fully the light and love of our Lord. So friends, embrace with me hope in these words of Paul, and know that whatever you endure, God's strength is with you. Give thanks for the grace and presence of the Holy Spirit to sustain us in whatever trials we face. And know that, yes, it could be worse, but through the power and grace of the resurrection, it will get better. Even if not, until that heavenly realm where there's no more pain, no more sorrow, death or dying. Only life, love, and joy forever through our Lord.